Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to OMF. It's Maloney and Fourier down here at Gillette. No Ordway today, and it's Monday. So, of course, with that, we're going to talk to the coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick. The coach is brought to you by Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center, every day amazing, by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health, and McFarland Energy, the area's premier heating oil provider, Needham Bank, and the Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealer. Coach, how you doing?
Good, though. How's it going, Christian?
Doing good, Coach.
So you guys get a nice week down in Tennessee. The weather's kind of hot. Is that, you know, from a physical standpoint or a mental standpoint, does that sort of help you maybe? Because I see week two, you're down in Miami. We know what that's like in September.
Yeah, no, it's good. Look, it's this time of year, and we can't control what the conditions are, but whatever they are, we got to go out and work through them. But, yeah, it's good. It was, you know, I thought our players are in good condition, held up well. We played a lot of plays on defense in the first half. Thursday, Saturday night, and then a lot of plays on offense in the second half Saturday night. So it was really, you know, not the whole game, but packed pretty, you know, tilted one way or the other. And I thought we held up okay. It's not perfect. We're not there yet, but we're getting there.
So you guys were out there a long time, 5 days. It was like a mini bowl game. Did you learn anything, you know, about your team that you didn't know before that week? You know, maybe this guy's a little bit tougher. This guy's in better shape than I thought. Did anybody stand out as far as changing your mind or perception about them based on those 5 days?
You know, I mean, I don't think the needle is going to swing 180 degrees on anybody. I think that, but you know, you certainly learn more about them. You put them in more situations and see how they respond to different challenges, different matchups, and different style of play. You know, Titans style of play is a little bit different than the Lions. I mean, not good or bad. It's just a little bit different, and we have to be ready to react to it.
In some ways, is that more productive? Do you get more out of those joint practices than you would an actual preseason game?
Well, I think the combination's beneficial in the two practices. Christian, we played, you know, some guys a lot in practice, so they took a lot of practice reps and then didn't play very much in the game. Other players, I would say, got fewer practice reps and then played a lot in the game. So I think by the end of the week, we got a lot of looks at everybody one way or the other, you know, either in practice or in games. And so the competition was good in all spots. It's, you know, different competition in the game, but practice, those are high-quality reps, and I think both teams competed hard. I think we got better, and I think they got better.
So you talk about joint practices, creating game situations. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen on a Saturday night as far as game situations go. Is it all about executing those? Do you take any value at all of winning preseason games? We know it doesn't mean anything what your record's going to be, but mentally having your guys win football games?
Well, I think you play the situation, so that's you can't control what the situation is, but whatever it is, you play it out the best you can, whether you're ahead or behind, or you know, like we ran the kickoff from the 50-yard line and tried to pin them down inside the 25 and use that situational opportunity to practice one of the things we could do with that in that situation. So, yeah, I think that's the main thing, is you take advantage of those situations. I mean, look, obviously, we're not pulling out all stops based on who we're playing and, you know, running triple reverses and things like that. It's not that. But within the framework that we've constructed, yeah, we're trying to win.
So, Josh Gordon was reinstated by the NFL. We have your statement in front of us, so you don't
okay,
have to
know what it's called.
I'm not going to read it to you. The reaction from the players on this guy has been really strong. It seems like they really like him. And I'm just curious to know, you know, where do you think that reaction, why do you think that reaction has been so strong?
No, I don't know. You'd have to talk to those guys. I don't. But again, I think I said the same thing, you know, so I don't really have anything to add, Christian. I mean, that's where it is. We'll see how it goes.
Well, Slater had said, I think on Saturday, there was going to be a lot of hugs. Did you give him a hug?
Yeah, I'll keep my personal...
I see you as a hugger. Like, you know, you come in strong, both hands, and then you're not the first one to let go.
Yeah, no, whatever the personal interaction is with myself and a player, I think that's really should be between me and the player. So
We know how it ended last year. I guess the question would be, what makes you think it would be different, I guess, this year?
What will be different?
With Josh Gordon
every year's a new year for all of us, so I have no idea how this year is going to go for anybody, me included. We'll see.
Have you, since that day when he left your team, was there any communication at all till today, till when you saw him in that locker room, to find out like where he's headed, where he's at?
Yeah, again, I think that's between me and the player.
So, Sony Michel, I saw a report. I think he was, somebody had the report, 13 for 13 on targets and passing from Brady. I saw Damian Harris, who got his first look the other night. He made a nice catch. How important is it for those two guys? We know what James White can do. For those guys to improve in that passing game so you become less predictable maybe with personnel on the field?
Well, look, anybody who can catch the ball at a skill position just becomes a more valuable player in the offense. So, that's really what receivers get paid to do. But, you know, tight ends, fullbacks, running backs, they can be productive in the passing game. It just is good for the offense. It's good for them. It's good for the offense.
Have you seen a difference in Sony? I mean, other than the numbers that were heard as far as, like, the work and that he's put in to being that complete back?
Yeah, well, he's a lot more familiar with the passing game than he was last year, just not only routes but protections and adjustments. He missed most of training camp last year, so he's had an opportunity to be out there on a regular basis and, you know, string days together, string good fundamental periods together in pass protection and route running, things like that, spacing against zone defenses. So, yeah, I think he's way ahead of where he was last year. He's getting there.
Would you categorize like LeGarrette Blount, Corey Dillon, and maybe Antoine Smith as like big backs? Would you categorize those?
Yeah,
guys?
I'd say they're big. Yeah.
So, and none of them really caught the ball that much. I don't know if it's because they couldn't catch or because they always had the third down specialist. I'm not sure. But who do you think, I'm just curious, the best big back that also was capable of catching the ball, not just as out of flare route, but actually could catch the ball downfield?
Yeah, well, Corey Dillon had very good hands. I don't think hands with him was ever an issue, but, you know, it depends on your offense. I mean, look, when you line up a guy in the I formation, it's hard to throw the ball downfield to him. I mean, just go too far to go.
Yeah, but he also, it wasn't like he was flexing out either, though, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to involve guys that are lined up 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage in the passing game. It's not a threatening position for the defense. I don't care who you put back there. So
yeah, I was trying to think of someone who was capable of doing that as an old school I back tailback, and at the same time, you know, use them as flexed out in the slot. Couldn't think of anybody.
Well, I mean, essentially that's what McCaffrey is for Carolina. I mean, he plays a lot of single back behind Newton, but they release him out of the pattern. He splits out as a receiver. He's a very versatile player. He doesn't have the kind of size that you were talking about with those other players, but he's a guy that can play anywhere from an extended receiver position to in the slot to in the I position in the backfield and, you know, be effective with the ball in his hands.
Yeah,
so there's not a lot of guys like that, but that's an example of one.
So I don't know if you're aware of, but it seems to be growing, this legend of Chase Winovich. Like, he's just all over, whether it's social media, people talking about him or not. And obviously, I don't know, just like the hair and the
flow. I think his hair may have his own Twitter account.
Yeah, the hair. I'm sure it probably does by now. But what have you seen from him? Obviously, the high energy. Is that what you've seen early from him?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Chase is very aggressive, fast, and has a relentless motor. So, you know, all those things are good. He lacks some experience, and there are some things that, you know, he definitely needs to work on and can improve on. But he's a hardworking kid. He's smart. He understands what he needs to do. We're asking him to do some things he really has never done before or didn't do at Michigan. I'm not saying he can't do them. It's just, you know, making an adaptation and some adjustments. But he's worked hard at that, and definitely gotten a lot better, so we'll see where all that goes.
Because that's one of the buzz, I think, first few weeks here of camp and the first few games, the young kids on this roster that have showed early on for you, and one of them is Jawan Williams. What is the biggest challenge for a corner coming out of college to the NFL?
Well, the sophistication of the passing game is much, much greater than what it is in college. So that's different, more different types of routes. Receivers are better at route technique.
But is it a scheme thing? Like,
yeah.
Do you see college kids maybe better at man or better at zone than the other?
Well, no, I mean, the two main routes I run in college are goes and quick screens. And I would say those are not the two of the top of the routes in the NFL. So it's just a different game. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, tear screens, plays plays that involve the running game, where receivers get the ball as part of the running game. And there's some of that in this league, but not as much as there is in college. And, you know, you get some good matchups in college where you got big, fast receivers against undersized corners. Toss it up there to them and let them go get it. You know, see as much of that in this league.
So I know there's a lot of things in the media that you don't really care about, right? Your job, I know, coaching the game. For some reason, people really get into this play-calling thing. And I know we've talked about Gerard Mayo possibly doing. I think there was a report Saturday that maybe your son Steve was calling in some defensive plays. Was that just something that happened, or did that even happen?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the play-calling. It's, you know, we have a good defensive staff. We all work together, and there's a number of different things that could come up. So we don't have time to talk about all those right now. It's really just management of the game and the team.
Would you say there is a difference between calling the defensive play and the person who actually calls in the play? Is there a separation between those guys?
There could be, possibly, sure. Sure, if a coordinator's up in the press box and he calls down and the person on the field relays the call to the signal caller, then, yeah, it's more of a replay or a relay type of system. Yeah, sure.
So Tom Brady doesn't play, and obviously the joint practices, I'm guessing, you can get so much work out of that it's sort of, I guess, not meaningless, but to play him in that game? Or does it have to do with the quick turnaround? Because I know you guys play on Thursday. Is it the work he gets in joint practices or the quick turnaround that played into that?
Well, I think that's more of what I said earlier, that if you have 90 players, you can't play all 90 players in the game. And honestly, it's just as hard to practice all 90 players and get what you need out of it in practice against another team. So we practice some players a lot, and they didn't play much or didn't play at all in the game. And then there's another group of players that didn't practice as much. They practiced some, but not nearly as much as the other group, and they played a lot in the game. So I think at the end of the week, each guy got a lot of work. It might have been in practice, it might have been in the game, but it was really the idea of trying to take a look at everybody, give everybody an opportunity to compete, and all against Tennessee, but in different formats.
Is it safe to say that Jacoby Myers is the confidence in the staff about this kid is growing with every week?
Yeah, Jacoby's done some things, you know, really well, and there's some other things that, you know, he needs to work on. I think he showed some improvement from the Detroit to the Tennessee game, and so that's a good thing. We'll see how that goes here over the next couple weeks or so and try to evaluate that, but he's making progress, yeah.
So not only do you get the ability, I guess the opportunity to go against not only Cam Newton, Christian McCaffrey, like we just talked about, those different multiple looks that you'll see from him.
Olsen.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Olsen. He's still in the league. Wow.
Can't forget about Olsen.
Jeez. I love it. But also, it's a short week, and you guys have a similar situation. I was going to say, I think you play Washington, and then you can turn right back around, and then you play Giants. The Giants on a Thursday night. So
yep, that's right.
Teaching moment, just experiencing, you know, how this all works. How important is that?
Well, it's an opportunity for us to live the schedule that we're going to have to be under, whatever, 8 weeks or whatever it is. So, yeah, it's today's Monday, and that's the difference is we played Saturday night and we'll play Sunday afternoon. But other than that, we come in here Monday morning, just like we're going to come in here Monday morning prior to the Giants game. And we have 4 days to look at the last game, get ready for the next game, both physically, mentally, and try to get to a high emotional level at that for that Thursday night game. So this is the same opportunity for us, and I'm sure we'll all learn a little something from the schedule this week that we could maybe do differently or maximize a little bit better.
You think we'll see Tom this week?
Oh, I think Tom will be out there in practice. Yeah.
All right.
Favorite part of the week here.
Yeah. Are we done with
yeah,
this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I know he's been salivating for this question. I know he loves it. The Drive of the Week is brought to you by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers. This summer's hottest destination is the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. For an incredibly priced Mercedes-Benz, head to mbusa.com/summer-event or visit your local dealer for a test drive. What's your favorite drive of the week?
Well, I think anytime you go 99 yards, that's something to be feel good about.
See, I'd pick the other one. I'd pick the...
Yeah, well, that's fine, too.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you were going to say. I always pick wrong. I usually have two options, and you always zig and I zag. We'd be terrible dance partners.
All right, listen, that's a conversation with the coach. Brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan. on and off the field. I guess we're going to be talking to you again on Wednesday. I think Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We got all the coaches, the other three coaches, and you as well. A lot of those guys, maybe a little bit younger in their careers, I would imagine. They're like, we call them rookies. Not quite, though.
No, I wouldn't say that. But, yeah, no, it's a good group. I love the coaches in Boston. And, I have a great relationship with all of them.
All right, well, we'll talk to you Wednesday. And good luck this week, Coach.
All right, thanks, Lou. Appreciate it. Thanks, Tristan.
That's Coach Belichick. More from OMF right here after the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.